living fresh word never is impossible with the Lord. To know his word, to have it here, and when we need it, to be able to call it forth and say, Lord, you spoke it. I live it today. Holy Spirit, church, especially the young people, but I don't want to just speak to the young people, but I am especially speaking to you. Young adults, young married, I am especially speaking to you guys. We need a generation that will unreservedly say yes. Yes to sit at his feet. Yes to know him. Yes to fall in love with him again. Yes to just come before with the sound of simplicity and to know the simple gospel. He walked among us. He shed his blood. He rose again, and he is at the right hand of the Father, and I am here as his representation. I came from sin, and he raised me up, and now I stand in victory. I don't stand as a sinner. Church, you don't stand as sinners. You stand in his resurrection. We are new creatures. All power of the kingdom is available to you now. Right now, Holy Spirit, bring anointing. Bring anointing over this church. More. 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 A mind that would come and be totally renewed, to be able to have a renewed outlook on the kingdom. God, make our view new today. Holy Spirit, we bring our minds and repentance to your altar. We bring the way that we perceive, we bring it to the altar. We bring our eyes to you and we ask you, Holy Spirit, open our eyes to the miracle of our past. Let us perceive you in every second of every miracle, every second of every minute of every day. Holy Spirit, right now, open our eyes to see the way that your wind has blown over the word of your testimony to us. Jesus, right now, become more alive here in this town, through this church, through this people, and let the government of heaven be made known here through Lake City. Jesus, right now in our schools, in our academies, in our universities, in our plans for career, Holy Spirit, right now, take our careers, the way that we've seen our lives working in your kingdom. God, we place that before you, and we put our careers in your hands. We put our jobs in your hands. If this is your heart's cry, I invite you to come up here to the altar. Young people, I would love to pray for you guys. Church, if this is your heart's cry, God, renew our vision of your kingdom. Renew the vision of the way that you want to work through my life. Come up here to the altar. Espíritu Santo, Holy Spirit, come right now. Holy Spirit, come right now. Holy Spirit, come right now. Fill, Lord God. Fill your people. Fill your people. We renew our mind. We renew our outlook. We renew ourselves. We renew our hearts, the way that we perceive. God, we give to you our emotions. God, we hand over our emotions. We hand over our heart's cry. We hand over our desires. We hand over our careers. We hand over our grandchildren. God, that you would move freely. Let the anointing flow, Lord Jesus. Let the anointing flow, Lord Jesus, in this church. Overflowing, overflowing. Fill us, Lord Jesus, with joy. Fill us, Lord Jesus, with honor. Fill us, Lord Jesus, with worship. Fill us, Lord Jesus, with thankfulness and praise. Holy Spirit, we lift your name. We lift you up, Lord Jesus, and we praise you. We worship you. Holy Spirit, let the fire fall. God, let us raise up a new generation. God, let us impart a new generation of Jesus. God, let this new generation raise up in fire and love and passion for you. Passion for your name. A Jesus for you. if we perceive who said what was said, that it is impossible for it not to be fulfilled. If we perceive who said what was said, it is impossible for it not to be fulfilled. Young people, your generation has received prophecy over after prophecy that it would be this generation that would walk in revival. And I believe that the revival of the last days will not be a revival of a single generation, but a revival of generations.
Amen.
Because the old men will dream dreams and the young men shall see visions. There will be a uniting of generations and times. There will be a uniting of vision and declaration. And we will see a great revival in our days here in the United States and in the world in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in your families, begin to call up those words that have been spoken in prayer. In your community, begin to call up those words that were spoken in prayer. Begin to call them up and declare them over your communities. Walk the streets in your communities and begin to believe. Know that just as the disciples were called to speak over the storm, you are called to speak over your community. Because those spirits that move, they were crossing that Galilee the first time and they were going to cast out a legion of demons. That was a spiritual storm that was caused by spirits. There are things that happen in our community that are flesh, and there are things that happen in our community that are caused by spirits. Walk through those storms and begin to call them out and begin to call them to peace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Brother David, I want the church to rejoice with me. This wonderful lady accepted Jesus as her Savior. She renounced Buddhism and for the first time accepted the Lord as her Savior.
Big brother, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Let's continue to pray for young baby Cyrus and their mommy is dealing with a UTI. But we celebrate with you in those things. God blesses us with children and grandchildren, and we're grateful for that. And we're grateful for what he's doing in the earth. How many of y'all enjoyed this great teaching / preaching? I'm going to call it preaching. Man, that was rich. I regret to say that we've had a situation with Facebook today, so if you go back and watch it, you have to go to either Roku or you have to go to our YouTube channel. But we'll get the Facebook fixed up, or you can just get a copy of my notes. I will sell them for $2 each and give the money to Brother David for missions. Amen? All right, I love you today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Everyone said, amen. Amen. Give the Lord one more big thank you before you leave today. Do that.